Good morning. In for Elizabeth Harrison, I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Rhode Island's General Assembly reconvenes later today for a new legislative session as a settlement to the conflict over the 2011 overhaul of the state pension system has yet to emerge. And as Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis says, a settlement won't take effect unless it gets approved by the legislature.
The pension issue is looming over the start of the General Assembly session, since lawmakers will be asked to vote if a settlement emerges from mediation. Senate President Teresa Pivoweed says she has a narrow yardstick for evaluating a possible settlement.
The criteria which we would consider will be whether or not it continues to reach the original goals, which is maintaining financial security for our pensioners and achieving fiscal stability for the state in the long term.
A coalition of public employee unions sued to overturn the pension overhaul after the General Assembly passed it 3 years ago. Superior Court Judge Sarah Taft Carter is slated to get her next update Friday on the status of mediation between lawyers for unions in the state. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Senator Pivoweed spoke as part of a longer interview broadcast later this morning during a morning edition at 8:40. A Lincoln lawmaker has pre-filed legislation aimed at cracking down on hit-and-run drivers. First-time offenders who leave an accident involving bodily injury would face up to 10 years in prison. Currently, the maximum penalty is 1 year. Second and subsequent violations face up to 25 years in prison, fines up to $30,000, and license revocation for up to 10 years. That bill was filed by State Senator Edward O'Neill. Similar legislation cleared the Senate last year but failed to pass in the House. The Rhode Island Association of Realtors says home sales were down 11% in the state during November compared to 2012. Rhode Island Public Radio's John Bender has more on those numbers.
The Realtors Association says the decline in sales was the most significant lull in the past 30 months. They say sales were likely down thanks in part to the federal government shutdown in October and rising interest rates. However, the median home price in Rhode Island was up 3% at $201,000. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.
State police say they have arrested an East Providence man wanted for murder in Massachusetts. 34-year-old Will Tate was arrested Sunday in Providence by Rhode Island state troopers. Fall River police knew Tate had ties to East Providence, and so they asked Rhode Island state police to help find him. Tate is the prime suspect in a homicide that occurred early Sunday morning in Fall River.